Éimear Gall or Donegal have nailed three very, very important points to the National Football League Division 1 board there. You must be just delighted because you are fighting for your lives down there.
We were, and I think coming into the game today as well, we knew that we weren't going to be a Division 2 team. Like, Donegal, you know, we're Division 1 and that's where we want to be. So, you know, coming into the game today, you know, it wasn't looking good for us, but we knew that we had a huge performance left in us. And what better opportunity than for Cork to come up here to our own backyard and for us to beat them, to nail down to the rest of the country and to show the rest of the country that we are a great Division 1 team and this is where we're supposed to be.
Yeah, listen, Cork were playing with the breeze in the first half, but the fact that you actually managed to get in at half time with your noses in front by a point, it probably bode it well. But listen, still with 30 minutes of football left to play, you said to dig in deep there, but you were in a good place at the break.
Definitely. You know, the first half was so hard. I don't think you would have even noticed from the stand, but there was such a strong breeze, and you know, they did pin us in very, very well, and it was very hard for us to get our kickouts away and even to run the ball out. So coming in at half time being a point up, we knew that if we could just do the same thing to them, that we could make life very difficult for them. And thankfully, you know, that did work. You know, it was very hard for them to run the ball in the second half. Thankfully the wind didn't die down, and you know, we got the scores whenever they were important as well. But I do think that, you know, we had more bite today. You know, the work ethic was there, and there was just no way that we were going to lose that match today.
And the big scores, of course, Amy Boyle Carr's 3-pointer in the first half, Jerilyn McLaughlin's 3-pointer in the second half. They were big scores, and ultimately they were what tipped the game Donegal's way.
Well, that's it. And of course, and I think especially Amy's goal in the first half, you know, every team is going to be looking to man Mark Jerilyn. Yeah. So whenever you have someone like Amy just standing up and taking that score whenever we really, really needed it, it makes Cork have to mark her as well. So that really freed Jerilyn up in the second half as well, because they were trying to man mark two players. So, you know, that Amy's first goal was really the game changer, because they had to follow her so much, and she was so lively in the second half too. So I think just everyone was on form today. Everything went our way, and you know, we really did need those 3 points. So I'm so glad we've got them.
Listen, the bigger picture, I know you are shy gears in this league campaign. There will be gears coming back into it, but if you can manage to hold on to your Division 1 status, you have unearthed some new talent there. Young gears will be getting a chance. I mean, that'll be marked down as a great league campaign for you if you can just manage to hold your own and tread water and stay in the division.
Well, if you think about it now, we have 24 gears in our panel, and nearly every single one of those 24 gears have had good game time playing against the best players in the country. So that's only going to stand as an advantage to you going into the championship, that you can really roll on anyone, and they've already had game time and game experience. So, you know, going forward for Donegal, it's really, really positive. I think that we still have two more big games in us. Yeah. Like, we could end up finishing this league in a very positive position, and I think that's going to stand really well for us going into championship as well.